But what's it worth? In the job market, out there today, we know the market for college graduates is more competitive now than ever. Now, some of you already have a job lined up. You've got a path where today's job is going to become tomorrow's career. But for most of you, the future is probably still pretty fuzzy. And you don't have that job that directly reflects the degree you just got. Many of you don't even have a job at all. Think about it. You've just completed your scholastic educational curriculum in life, the one that you started when you were 5 years old in kindergarten, up until now, and your future may not be any more clear than it was 5 years ago. You don't have the answers, and it's probably pretty damn scary. And I say that's okay, because that is how it is. This is the reality that many of you are facing. This is the world that we live in. And while I'm not here to discourage you or in any way belittle your accomplishments tonight, which I'd like to applaud that one more time, you graduated. All right? Now, I'm not here to be a downer on that. Let's get that straight. But I am here to talk brass tacks. I want to skip the flattery and the attaboys, because I do know this. The sooner that we become less impressed with our life, with our accomplishments, with our career, with whatever that prospect is in front of us, the sooner we become less impressed and more involved with that and these things, the sooner we get a whole lot better at doing them.